Right. The police commissioner says many children have been let down by police responses to abuse in state care. It was the police force's turn to front the Royal Commission on Abuse and Care today to explain their roles in a state care system that saw thousands of children abused and neglected. Jamie Tahana is following the hearing.
Andrew Costa and his deputy, Tanya Kuda, spent all day under cross-examination.
It's clear many have suffered greatly. It's also apparent that some have received inadequate service from police. This has been difficult to hear.
For many of the children who ended up in state care, it was interactions with the police that saw them torn from their whānau. The Royal Commission has heard from several children who were placed into state care for crimes as minor as truancy or stealing lollies. And many of those were Māori. After hearing witness testimony of experiences with the police, Mr. Costa was asked if racism was an issue.
And it's someone's experience that I certainly am not here to disagree with, and I won't. What I can't really speak to confidently as to what extent that was reflective of police practice at the time and what was going on there. But, you know, I certainly understand that different communities come from quite different starting points in terms of their relationships with police. And there's a deep history that sits behind that.
Mr. Costa also admitted that children were assaulted while in police custody. And while he doesn't believe to it have been standard practice, it could have been widespread. Under cross-examination, he and Deputy Tanya Kuda were asked to respond to testimony of experiences in the 1970s and 80s. In one case, a 15-year-old was handcuffed to a chair and beaten by officers with a phone book, so it wouldn't leave a mark. Ms. Kuda, who joined the force in 1987, said while she never witnessed any incidents herself, she knew it happened.
For me, there were some instances of knowing, not that I saw, but knowing that potentially somebody had been assaulted for a confession. Well, what I realised is that actually that's not a widespread thing that everybody did, but when you first start, that was something that did surprise me. Other people would talk about it.
Mr. Costa was asked why children who were abused in state care felt they wouldn't be believed if they went to the police, and why prosecution rates were so low between 1950 and 1999.
It certainly seems to be true that the awareness of the risk of, for example, sexual offending by people in positions of authority through this period doesn't reflect the awareness that we all have today.
Responding again to witness testimony, this time from the 80s, he was asked to respond to a case where a sexual assault complaint was set aside because the victim was written off by officers as promiscuous.
What's your comment on the kind of language that's being used in this report?
That today would be completely unacceptable. In terms of attitudes at the time, I can't say whether that reflected a bias that existed generally in community or whether it was something that was a feature of the police mindset, but clearly, you know, you would not expect to see something like that today.
Mr. Costa said there's no doubt many children were let down by police responses. But he says the force today is vastly different to even the one he joined in 1996. And he wants children being put through the justice system to be an absolute last resort. Andrew Costa says police culture and attitudes have changed dramatically and continue to change.